What's up, y'all? This is your man Kendrick, representing Kendrick Sports Talk out of Northern Arizona. I wanted to show some love to my man Charles, Texas made 3115, the crazy one. Keep it crazy, brother. Kendrick out.
Oh shit. It's the motherfucking crazy one. Yo, what's poppin', everybody? It's that boy Texas Made 3115, the crazy one. Well, the crazy side of me is really about to come out today, right now, because this mess that's happening with Iran is freaking crazy. But if you really look at it, this has been going on for several decades. Like, Iran has been jacking with America for a good minute. You know, they got mad because, you know, years back, you know, America put some sanctions on their Iranian oil. So, you know, they kind of pissed off about that shit still. And then we knock out one of their big time military leaders, you know. Okay. So you mad? Whatever. Cool. But Iran, you're really not out of this shit. Because for one, oh, I guess y'all forgot that y'all sabotaged 6 oil tankers. Then you shot down one of our drones. And then you attacked one of the Saudi Arabia oil fields. Really? The oil field? Wow. Okay. Then this last attack y'all fucking idiots gonna do is you're gonna attack the U.S. Embassy and think that you're not gonna get a response for that? All right, I'm not the biggest fan of our president, Donald Trump. I give him his respect and I'll call him my president. You know, I was in the army underneath him. So, yeah, you can only push someone for so long before they retaliate, you know. So, with that being said, Donald Trump did what he had to do. Oh, y'all gonna attack the U.S. Embassy? We let y'all slide 6 other times. But now y'all wanna do this? Oh, I don't normally do this, but go ahead and send them boys in. Drop it on them. Boom, 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 boom. We take out one of your, superiors. Now you wanna be pissed off. You know what? Oh, well. Oh, well. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it is what it is, man. If y'all really want to go to war, bring it. I mean, I'm not speaking because I'm angry. None of that. No, I'm speaking because I'm a freaking army vet, and it's been embedded in me to be a soldier at all times. You know, we was taught to eliminate any threat. So, yeah. There it is, man. But on another hand, looking at this, man, I'm just like, yo, this is really a bad time for this to be happening. You know, people out here just so oblivious to what's really going on. Man, it's amazing. It's amazing just to see how people don't understand what's really going on. You know, then you got the news channels blaming, you know, Obama or whoever, Biden. But you know what? In some parts of that, the media is not pretty wrong about it. Because remember, Obama did pay off a lot of people over there. Yeah. And you know what else is fucked up? Them terrorist groups are rolling around in our American military vehicles. Yes, they got the same gear we got. That's why we keep updating our stuff, because they're getting our old shit. Yeah. It's quite crazy when you put money into some people who ain't quite got it all, but and then when we up and leave and we leave shit over there, like really, you think we just gonna leave our military vehicles and gear over there? You know what I'm saying? Shit's crazy. Shit is real crazy, man. Like, I don't know what else really too much to say about it though, but I'm gonna take a small little break real quick and I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna talk about all these freaking people who are supposedly think they know everything, like they tough and shit. I'm talking about these old I'm sitting on the couch heroes, but I'll be right back and I'm gonna get in on them as well.
Yo, it's your boy Aaron B from the SLA and Chill podcast, and you listen to Texas Made 3115. You listen to the realest. You mess around, learn something. Peace.
All right, everybody, I'm back. Man, the crazy one is about to really snap on some of these people, man. You know what I'm saying? Okay, for all you freaking couch heroes, yo, if you ain't never been in the freaking military, don't speak on nothing when it comes to war. Don't speak on none of that mess. If you ain't been out there, been through the vigorous training to get right and ready to go to war, man, don't even speak on it. Because for one, think about it. If that war, or if the war happens to come to our land, the USA, United States of America, a lot of y'all will be running like some little bitty ass kids asking for help. Oh, can you save me? No, remember all that shit you was talking, all gangster sitting on your couch, playing on your fucking computer or your smartphone, typing real tough words. Oh, but when that shit really happens, you know what I'm saying? Bring it right in your face. What you gonna do? For real. I, for one, I'm a vet. I ain't scared of that shit. Bring it. Motherfucker, I've been taught how to just straight kill motherfuckers, either with my hands or with any one of the weapons that I'm of my choice. Yes. Shit, from a 50 cal to a minigun, it don't matter. I've been taught how to use every weapon proficiently. Yes. And I will hit your ass, or anybody coming for my family, any of that shit, if it comes to my land, the country that I've fought for years, oh, I'm hitting you. It don't matter if you 50 meters, 100, 150, 200, 300. Oh, you gonna catch it. You can go over 300 meters. I'm gonna catch your ass. Believe that. And my brothers and my sisters that's vets, y'all know if it comes here, it's on. Y'all know we gonna rally up. We gonna have those select few civilians that just not scared of nothing. They gonna bring it. But it's a few of these couch heroes that don't know. They don't know what it's like. They don't know what it's like. Somebody, or like, for instance, a little kid walking up to you with a AK-47 in your face, pointed at you and you can't engage because he hasn't engaged you. But to me, you put a gun in my face, I feel like you gonna, you know, pull the trigger, you gonna kill me. So I'm gonna put a couple in your damn head. But the rules of engagements is real tricky. You can't fire off on people until they fire off on you. It's crazy how that works. But I tell you this, if it comes to this land, you couch heroes would be too scared to even know how to react to that kind of attack. You know, you don't understand. You don't know how to maneuver. You wasn't trained at all. But for us vets, we're gonna have to save y'all asses because that's what we do. Don't matter what branch of the military you in. Because once a soldier, always a soldier. From any branch. It don't matter if we got out. We put our time in. Yes, we got out, but hey, I still love my brothers and sisters of every branch of the military. And if it boils down to it, well, if we have to go back, shit, let's go. But y'all couch heroes, shut your mouths, because y'all don't know. I don't even care if you are a child. No, let me not say child. I'm not gonna say child. If your parents was in the military, I'm gonna put it like that, and you never experienced what your parents experienced, but you have a lot to run with your mouth, you need to shut the hell up too. Yeah. I don't care if you don't like what I'm saying. I don't really care. But the fact of the matter is, don't run your mouth if you can't back it up. Simple as that. Hey, that's all I'm gonna spaz out on right now. You know, the crazy one signing off, man. I gotta go calm my nerves down.